Assessment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and to proceed in an order to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly will not be tolerated, may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, gender identity, or source of income. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken consideration by the board's deliberations. Each application will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then explain the request and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the applicant. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of the standards can be found on the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board. The board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case will be voted or tabled for consideration at a future meeting. If you're here listed under old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be done unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. All board members discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may throughout the evening or to remain online to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to the court's office in the morning for the result. These proceedings are available to be live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised the decision will not be final until the written findings of fact are approved by the board or the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of written findings and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's. For those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we ask that you turn the duration of the meeting. And then I would note that when you come up to speak at the podium, there is a button. You should see a green light. That means that your microphone is on. If it's not lit up, then that means it's not. So please hit the button when you're speaking.
First case, old business.
Case number 12892, Ariel Goods seeks variances from the side and rear yard setback requirements for existing structures. Sections 115.25 and 115.12 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest Sawmill Road, approximately 2,460 feet west of Pine Road. The 911 address is 20116 Sawmill Road in Milton. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 135, Map 4, Parcel 11.01. And we had left this open for the applicant to the new survey.
Mr. Chairman, I'm recusing again on this case.
Good evening, sir.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Ariel Russell.
Somebody turn your mic on, please.
There you go.
Okay. Yes, good evening. Ariel Gonzalez. My address is 21745 Sawmill Road, Milton, Delaware, 199.
Thank you. Sir, are you going to testify as well?
Yes.
Where are you in as well?
Good evening, gentlemen, ladies.
Your name?
Klein.
Your address?
20134 Sawmill Road, Milton, Delaware. I'm sorry, Georgetown, Delaware, 10947.
Do you both, and Mr. Gonzalez, if you could look at me too, do you both swear or affirm the testimony about the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Gonzalez, to you. Okay, thank you.
So where do we leave the chart?
It was left open because we had did not show the location of the shed or accessory structure in the rear corner. And we have a survey that's dated February the 13th and it show a structure with steps, appears to be a two structure on that same corner. Ms. Norwood, I know that we were looking at different variances. Could you let us know what the variances we need for this one are? With this site, this new survey, that would be, we're gonna need some different ones because I'm looking at the steps off of this structure. It's tough to read they may actually be over the property line.
Yeah, I believe it states they're 1.3 feet over. And then there's a small encroachment on the building on the side.
Well, and the structure also would need a rear yard variance too. So the steps would need a five, basically, I'm guessing that's a 5 foot from the 5 foot side, although it's a two-story structure. So is a 5 foot apply there?
This is the lot. Yeah, actually, no, not if they're going up to the second floor.
But I think they have the regular setbacks there.
Correct, which is 20.
This is a two-story dwelling, building, correct?
Not very well, but it's, we have space on the second, yeah.
All right, it says existing two-story on the plan here. And then it appears it has an encroachment on the side as well. So we're going to need, I mean, there's a part of that would appear to be over the property line on the side and another part that's not. So we would need two different side yard variances and two different rear yard variances for that structure. And then we would need the rear yard variance, I think, for the rear porch or the dwelling. You had said there was a 7.5 that was needed?
Yeah, we had included it.
There's a question as to whether it was non-conforming
right.
or not. And I believe in our prior decision, it was noted that, because we had approved a variance for the porch in 2019, and it was noted as non-conforming in the prior variance application.
Right.
But I think we've made that, I guess, determination. We didn't approve right. a variance at all for that.
Not
Do we know when that house was built?
Probably.
Hey, Mr. Gonzalez, is this the same house? It's not, the house hasn't changed since you've?
No, it's the same house.
How old is that house?
I don't know, honestly.
Okay. Is it old?
Which years is that? Yeah.
I think Ms. Norwood's going to calculate the variances that are needed. So, board members, I don't know. If Mr. Gonzalez, Mr. Klein, if you wish to present your case now, you certainly have the right to do that.
I don't understand what he's saying.
Do you have anything else you would like to add from your previous testimony?
We got some testimony at the prior hearing, but not a lot because we didn't have a plan to really look at. So if you want to present some argument or testimony or evidence as to why you believe these variances are needed or that you meet the standards for granting variance, now is your opportunity to do that.
The first I say, I have a big lot, right, from this property. And I say, in normal I say I can build this size, and I say, and we can, we don't have too much space. This is, we build these steps, and I say, we don't have big move in there, and this is, I say, my personal, you decide, but I say, I don't know what we're doing. I leave you in this, and you hand, and appreciate it for you help me, and everything what you're doing.
Get a timeline down here of when you came in for the porch, was the other building already there, or did you build that after the fact?
When I built the porch?
When you came in for the variance for the porch?
Yes.
Was the building on the left, that new structure, was that already there, or did you build that afterwards?
Oh, I'm thinking it's after.
After?
Yeah, I'm thinking it's after.
Knowing that you had the porch there and there was an issue on the side, would you have thought it would be good to double check to see if that would be the same issue with your shed?
The size for the land on that side, you say?
Yes, sir.
No, Because honestly, I don't know exactly, I don't know, I know I'm not trying doing something, you know, confuse something, but I say, honestly, I'm not sure if it's before or it's same when I build the porch. I know give you wrong answer because I don't remember exactly, you know.
Okay.
Because now, you know, and when I doing all the process, what we doing now, if I doing the other house in next lot, and I know the lady already explained me 10 from the side and side, and the back is 20, in front is 30. Now I'm know what we doing.
Okay, but my question is you went through that with the porch. You know that you went through that process. Did you get a? Did you build it correct?
Yeah,
you built
porch.
This building. Did you get a building permit? Did you get all the permits?
Yes.
Just making sure. Okay. And did you sign for it?
For what?
The building permit.
Yes.
Looking at the 2019 findings and the site plan that was with that one, and I'm looking at the one from May 23 of 2019, it would appear that the dwelling and the porch are the same now as they were then, based on the most recent survey that we have.
My concern mainly was there was a issue before that was identified, and then now we go and we put a shed on the back, but we still don't identify how close or far away we are from the property line, and including being over at some point.
Is anything over here? I mean, is it 0.4?
So we're looking, Ms. Nord, I just want to make sure I'm correct here. I think the only thing we're looking at is the stuff for this accessory structure. Is that how staff's looking at this?
Correct.
Okay. All right. I know before
I think we did include the dwelling on his original when he came in January, mm-hmm. but because we weren't sure it had been covered, but
yeah,
or needed to be this time.
Yeah, I mean, I think it probably has been because it was noted. We didn't put it on the last one. We can if we need to for that rear part, if staff wanted to clean that up. So I just want to make sure we're talking about the same thing.
So, Ms. Norwood,
for the accessory structure.
Circling back to Mr. Williams' question, then there was a permit issued for the shed.
Correct.
And it was signed for by Mr. Gonzalez.
Well, if that's his signature, there's signature there. Is that your signature? Do you sound like that?
And it. So it appears, Mr. Gonzalez, that the shed was built inside of the building line allowances. And then we have a 1 foot, 3 inch encroachment onto your neighbor's land also. You agree with that? According to your survey.
Yeah, if they're doing that, yeah, it's fine, you know.
That's what the survey tells me.
Yeah, because they know what they're doing, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can those sheds be moved at all?
If we move from more inside, we can.
I'm familiar with that area, and I mean, I know it's a big woods there, but still can't be off your property.
Just to clarify, I did take a closer look at those findings from 19. It does say that the dwelling was grandfathered, so I don't think we need to do a variance for that. It was in the findings in the 2019. Huh. So really, we are just looking at the shed and that steps that project off it.
we know how far the shed is off the line without the jut out and the steps? Can't really tell that from the survey.
Here's off the rear, Mr. Hastings, it's 4.8 feet.
Okay.
And the steps would encroach a foot, 1.3 feet over. On the other side, I don't know on the side how close that is. Ms. Norwood and her
I think it scales about 4 feet from the side.
Okay. Except for that jut
out. Except for that jut out that they show encroaches.
Now that jut out, can it be adjusted at all? Is that fixed? Is it something that can be some way eliminated?
What do you say? Can you
the jut out that encroaches on the side would that be? The steps are 1.3. It looks like that jut out area is 0.6.
Okay, yeah, because that's what we went from the marker. I think that was like inches or something like that, like outside of our property. That's what I was like. I know your guys' rules, you know, as far as the setbacks,
right.
But I didn't have any issues with that part on my behalf. You know, I mean, as far as on our side, but you know, or not, you know, just being that close to our line.
You own the property to the west.
The facing his to the left hand side. Those two parcels there. But that's. I have my shed that's there on the angle, so previously said, I'm not going to do anything. It's just property, you know, as far as, you know, that goes, it's not, I'm not doing anything with that, you know, other than, you know what I mean, like, making it, you know, decent looking. Structures or anything like that.
Mr. Sharp, you have anything else?
Well, I mean, I think that the applicant addressed the standards for a variance. I don't know that we've heard that in this one or at the prior hearing. You know, the board has previously made some findings as to the uniqueness of the property and the granting of the variance for the porch. But in that case, we were dealing with a non-conforming dwelling and working off of that, this is an entirely new structure.
So
I will note that the small lot ordinance does not appear to apply in this case.
Over.
And it's almost a square lot.
So sir, for a variance to be granted, you have to address the five criteria to have a variance granted. And the first one is, what is the uniqueness of your property?
I don't understand what you're saying.
If you could, there has to be something unique about your property. Could you answer that? What is unique about your property?
I don't understand. John, can you help me?
But perhaps I can.
There was sometimes there's like a smaller section or something that might be on their other property, and so you had to, you could only get in that way. Like that would be like a special case, you know, where you get to drive your vehicle here, even though it's on that property, but you have no other choice.
What, looking at the findings that we did in 2019, there's a reference to an easement. I believe the front part of your property is like a shared driveway. Is that right?
Yeah, the front of the property, we have the septic.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute. But I see your driveway goes into it looks like a shared driveway with your neighbors. Is that right?
Yeah.
And that takes up a you have to kind of use a certain part of your property to access that. And it looks like your neighbor kind of has the same access. Is that right?
Hope the site plan.
No, go down. Keep going down. You had it just a minute ago. Yeah. That's the one. Commissioner Gonzalez, you see this? So, where Ms. Truitt is, there's a driveway there that comes up. That's a shared driveway, is it not?
Yeah.
All right, so is that an easement area that is shared with neighbors?
For the driveway?
Is that for like all four parcels use that same road to get
yeah.
to the road? Okay. And the findings before noted that there was a septic system on your property. Where is that septic system located? And you can come up here and show us if it's easier.
You can go up there and point.
We can't
if you
see
like.
When you point there, so somebody's going to have to show this.
The septic is, you know, the driveway. You know, the original driveway is from here, and from this stick, we don't have too much space from here, because right here is the post from the electric, right here, not all, I think around here, we have a little space for if, you know, if later, you know, this guy, the owner from this property put a fence, you know, and the septic start from here, all the way to.
So the front of your property is where the septic is located.
Yes, okay. All the way across, you know, from all the across from the front of the house. Yeah.
Is there a reason why you couldn't put that structure?
Yeah, because we don't have more space on the side, and here just this spot is space for my shed. That's it.
You couldn't fit it in front of the house?
No.
Why not?
Because the septic is there.
Okay.
Septic covered all front of the house.
Where you were drawing looked like it was at the very front part of the house. Is it closer to the house?
From this one, you say?
Yeah, you pointed right around there is where the septic
yes,
was.
Yes, all the septic is, example, this is the property line, right, straight, right here. We have a little space for if because the neighbor try now say what's going on with the driveway. He know like the driveway. He say we, you know, we looking driveway and I don't know what he's doing. Later he say put the fence. Maybe I move my driveway here. You know because this is the existing driveway. Because when I buy this lot here, they say this is existing driveway. Nobody can say nothing for now. This neighbor is not happy.
That's not the issue we're talking about. I want on your lot.
Yes.
Where is your septic system?
Okay, again, say it's from this section. All the septic is from here. Over all this section. I don't have space right here. Just maybe we have space in this section for parking my car, maybe three, four cars. Just try fit this.
Why do you need that shed?
Why I need? For stuff. Put my stuff, you know? And this is I need. And that's it.
Why do you need a shed that's two stories tall?
And the second, I put my little office there.
Your office?
Yeah.
Are you running a business there? A
little teeny office.
Just, or is it just a home office?
Just a home office, yes, of course.
Did you explore other options like an addition off your house or a smaller structure?
From what? From the shed?
For your shed.
If
I have trouble calling it a shed when it's a two-story structure with stairs going to the second floor and is an office.
This is, you know, let me show you this.
Shed is usually something we're storing mowers and
yeah,
things like that.
Show you the picture?
Sure. If you want to submit something, though, we have to have a way to get it to the board. So, and I don't think we can get it off your phone right now. If you have a paper exhibit, you can submit it down to Ms. Norwood there. If you want to show it and then hand it to her, you can certainly do that. And that will be retained by staff, so it'll be in the record, okay?
That's a nice shed.
While that's being circulated, you said you obtained the permit?
Yes.
Did you look at the permit as far as what the setbacks are?
Yes.
And why did you build it over your property line?
Oh, for the, from this, what you asking, the step or the, just a little section on the...
Well, you got part of the shed and you have the steps.
Because I don't see exactly what is the line. I have more space for when I put the survey, we don't have big space.
I do, and on behalf of him, I do recall that because he approached me, you know, prior to him even building this, and we had marked, you know, from the concrete marker in the ground, not all the way back to my property line, but from as far as that goes, like, so I do know, you know, we thought, I think it was like 3 feet when we were laying it out, like off of the actual property line. So like this.
Well, even if it was 3 feet, we're still going to need a variance.
Yeah, so I didn't.
The permits state what the setbacks are, and these are entirely. I mean, they just blow right past them. These aren't even close.
So this was built without the aid of a survey?
Oh, I'm not sure. I'm not.
Mr. Gonzalez?
I just know.
What is that?
Yeah, when we're laying it out.
You decided to build it where you did without having a survey?
Yes, when we don't have the survey yet.
Did you design it yourself?
Yes, because I say the plan is not that big. It's small.
Ms. Norwood, I'm looking at this photo, and I'm looking at the survey. And I'm thinking these steps are right on the property line, and that kind of landing with the cover above it, that appears to maybe be that 1.3 feet that comes in, because it does appear to come out. Just looking at that, probably about an extra foot and a half. And that, those, because it's not drawn real well on that survey.
No, it's just said overhang. I just thought maybe the steps were overhang.
Yeah, I thought maybe it was a reference to the steps, but right. Looking at the picture, it would appear to be the covered landing maybe goes out and the steps are perhaps right on the line or very close to it.
Yeah, this step is inside the line.
Okay.
Yes.
How far do you maintain from your rear property line out? Because looking at that photo, it looks to me like you're cutting grass, you're doing stuff on state land behind you.
Normal, I clean, you know, big space, you know, make sure no snake close to the house, or, you know, this is I clean there. Yes.
It's state lands behind you, is it?
What is that?
State of Delaware has lands to the rear.
Yes.
What's it used for, do you know?
What?
What is it used for?
For what?
The state lands, are they?
For just school there, you know.
The tree farm?
Yeah. Yes, I clean, you know, maybe 10 feet cut the grass, you know, no snake animals away.
Anything else, Mr. Sharp?
I do not. Thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir? You may have a seat. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12892 for Mr. Ariel Gonzalez and entertain a motion.
And just, Ms. Norwood, before we vote, can you clarify what the variances that we need for this are? Would appear to be I'll let you go ahead.
Okay, I have a 20-foot variance from the 20-foot rear yard setback requirement for the steps, 15.2 foot variance from the rear yard from the 15.2 feet from the 20-foot rear yard variant setback for the shed for the accessory structure that's 4.8 feet off the property line. Sorry. Then a 6-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback for that side of the shed, and a 10-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard for the shed as well, for that encouragement, that little jut out.
And I think we would say on the steps, we would say the steps and the landing, would we not?
And the landing.
Yeah.
But not the overhang.
But not the overhang?
That 6-foot part, that's on that same side, but not the jut out, is that?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Mr. Chair, can I ask Mr. Gonzalez another question?
Yes, please. Sir.
Sorry.
Mr. Gonzalez, could you come forward?
Sir, when you signed for the building permit for this structure, did you understand what the setback requirements were?
Yes.
Okay.
Again, yes, for I say we don't have, example, when I put the steps, we don't have more space, and I say I put inside the line.
Well, my question stems from, I mean, we just heard Ms. Norwood say that there was a 20-foot setback off the rear, is that correct, Ms. Norwood?
Correct.
And we're significantly inside the 20-foot setback on the rear, and we're significantly inside the side yard setback from the numbers that she just told us in the requested variance. And so I guess my question is this, if we understood what was on the permit, why did we not place the building correctly?
Yeah, yes, could I say, okay, because the plan is building a shed, right? It's 5 foot in space each side, correct?
I don't believe so.
The shed is only 5 foot variance if it's 600 square feet or less. You have a two-story structure with steps coming off it. That is not what we contemplate with a 600 square foot shed.
Yes, this is I'm agree. It's my fault because I say the plan is not building that big. It's small. But when the inspection is there, I ask and they say it's okay. This pass, you know. It's my fault. I'm saying, you know, it's my fault.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Raisins?
Are we ready?
Entertaining a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd... Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny case number 12892 for Mr. Ariel Gonzalez. For the requested variance pending the final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing, the property does not have any unique physical condition. I would entertain the option of a variance if it wasn't beyond the property lines. So I just can't go along with that. I think the applicant has failed to demonstrate the property cannot be developed strict conformity. And variance definitely does not represent the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second, with a comment that I believe the exceptional practical difficulty has been created by the applicant.
Have a motion and a second. Mr. Williamson.
Want to make a little comment. I know you work hard and I'm sure you put this up and it, but again, I think with the first round of going through with the porch and knowing the process, this shouldn't have happened. And for that, I will say it's my eye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, too. So with a vote of 4-0, sir, your case is denied. Thank you.